Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk walk with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'm a dude, too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her arrow down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home. We poppin' like, hey, yo, hey,
we poppin' like,
hey, but don't be acting like I need you.
I'm in the rows, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body,
body.
Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby.
Yeah.
Just bring the animal right out of me.
We love it, she love it. Especially when I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like,
hey, yo. All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her arrow down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home.
We poppin' like,
hey, yo, hey,
we poppin' like,
but y'all be actin' like a
DJ. Now I can spot your from a mile away. Valentine and that B, it's a holiday.
You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Simon says,
paper, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us.
Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Apollonia.
We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians.
And my section left me, more lesbians.
Got your boots, I'm that new.
Yeah, we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo.
Yeah.
I'ma take her arrow down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home. We poppin' like,
hey, yo, hey, yo, hey.
But don't be actin' like I need you.
Yeah, it's that fly shit. King Stoney, drop top.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to sponsor CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA 0732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to the show. It's Monday, and, you know, Monday's off. It was off to a rainy start, right? It was coming down this morning. And I guess it had been going, you know, it had been raining all night. Y'all with me? And so for it to continue, you know, it was just tremendous. I mean, it was just pouring. And it poured like most of the day, right? It poured most of the day. And you know, when it rains like that, it's just, I mean, it's awful. I had to work, you know, outdoors most of the day today, and it was the early part of the day, and that really really got to me. So, you know, that's how it goes. So whatever, but we're looking at 66 degrees right now in the ATL. We had a high today of 68, rain, low tonight 59, high tomorrow 67, low tomorrow 56. Wednesday, I'm not sure what's this showing for Wednesday, but it's 70 degrees and low 60. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, rain. Okay, and you don't see another break as far as not rain until Sunday. So there you have it, right? Anyhow, today's word of the day is R-U-D-D-Y, ready. Ready is an adjective, and it means having a healthy reddish color. Red or reddish is ready. Ready, having a healthy reddish color. Now I'll give you the example that they gave in this on Webster's thing. It says Sean's ruddy complexion was intensified after a brisk walk in the cold night air. Having a healthy reddish color, that would not apply to African Americans. But you could say that someone of a different ethnic background, Caucasian or whatever, would have a ruddy color, okay? A ruddy color to their skin. All right. Anyway, that's the word of the day. Let's move on here. Let's see. There was something I want you guys to kind of put it in your memory bank here, that I'm going to have a show on Thursday. They show. Maybe my ladies won't be interested. Maybe they will. But my Thursday show is going to be about the NBA. Okay, I had a discussion today with some guys, the old NBA versus the new NBA. So we cut it where 1995 and before, okay, and then the younger guys took 1995 and after up until now. So that's like 20 years. I went back. I took 20 years behind 1995, okay, or before 1995. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a healthy discussion on Thursday about the best squad that you can put together. My old schoolers out there, put together your squad from 1995 and earlier. My new schoolers out there, put together your squad. Write them down from 1995 till now. And we're going to have a discussion, okay, on whom may be the best if we comprise the team of these guys. All right, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's, and today's topic is, what's your advice? Got a young man asked me today, Frank. I've only been out with this young lady twice. They had their second date over the weekend, and he got so disgusted with her on the date that he came to me and said, how do I get rid of this girl? How do I break up with her? Because I guess she just annoyed him to no end to over the weekend on their second date. This second date now. I mean, they hadn't slept together or anything like that. So, you know, I'm thinking that it's just your second date. All right. And obviously, I guess since you're having a second date, that y'all kind of like each other. Since you're having a second date, you kind of like each other. Now, I don't know how long it's been, you know, it had been between the first date and the second date. But after the second date, now he's saying, how do I break up with this girl? How do I get out of this with this girl? And I, you know, I may not be the best person for this, but I do have an opinion, right? That's what the show is about. You can call in and give me your opinion on, and I'm asking for, what's your advice to this young man as to what, how to break up with this girl? And, you know, I said, cut it off with her. Just cut off communication with her. Don't call her anymore. When she calls you, don't answer. And you know, if you have some kind of run-in with her where y'all see each other publicly and maybe speak, then she's, you know, she's going to ask you, you know, why haven't you answered my calls? Why haven't you returned my calls? Why haven't you called me? Why haven't you texted me? Why, you know, I want to go on a second, another date with you, a third date with you, or whatever. At that point, you'll probably have to tell her that, you know, I'm not interested anymore. Okay? And with women, she's going to continue to badger you and say, why not? What happened? What did I do? Why are you saying that? Why can't we have another date? Why this? Why that? I mean, and I think that's part of why he wants to get away from her, because he was saying that she talked and said things, and all the while they were together on the date over the weekend. And he said it was just annoying. She was just annoying to him. So, and because they haven't, you know, been intimate with each other, they hadn't slept together. I mean, it's easy to walk away, right? It's easy to cut it off right there. Cut her off right there. Just shut it down. It's easy, right? Now, it'd have been a different situation, or it would have felt differently for him if they had been intimate and had, you know, slept together. That you know, when that happens, everything changes. Okay? When that happens, everything changes. Not only for men, but for women. Okay? So, you know, that was one of my questions to him. You know, had, you know, have you slept with her? I mean, and someone, you know, charmed in on the conversation and said, man, they had only been the second date. She's sleeping with her on the second date. I'm like, you know, hey, you never know what happens, right? You never know what people are, you know, what people are looking for when they go on dates. Okay? You never know. Because some people think that dates are, that's exactly what they are. There are the next step to, you know, being in between the sheets together. It's like, okay, he's going to, you know, I'm going out on a date with him. We going out on a date. We went and we had dinner and Johnny had a couple of drinks or whatever. And we went back to his place. And, you know, I didn't go home till the next morning. Okay. So sometimes when, you know, when people are looking for that, it happens, you know, it might, may be the second date. Okay. But, you know, you start feeling a little differently about a young lady if you can get with her on a second date. I mean, the second date, I like I said, I don't know how long it was in between dates, but to be with a girl on the second date, that would be a turnoff for me. I mean, I don't know about someone else out there. You can call and tell me, but that would be a turnoff for me. I'd feel like she was easy, okay? And if I'm getting with her on the second date, you know, other guys that have dated her before, I guess this kind of happened with them as well. So she wouldn't be someone that, you know, quote unquote, that you want to spend your life with. Okay. And so if you're looking for a relationship, which that's why you go out on dates, right? You're looking for a relationship. You're looking for a young lady to be with. That's why you go out on dates, to find someone that you can spend a lot of time with. And if she's gonna be easy on the cookie, so to speak, like Steve Harvey said, the cookie, if she's gonna be easy with the cookie on the second date, you know, that's not gonna work. As I've said many a times before, guys who are looking for women, They aren't looking for a woman that they can spend their life with. They aren't looking for that woman who will sleep with them on the second date or sleep with them quickly. You know, men want a woman who got standards and who gonna make them work. And you gotta chase. You know, you gotta put that chase on. And, you know, and by the time you get to know her and all this and that, then, you know, things will come. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, excuse me. Now, I also talked to this guy, not this guy about this second date, but I talked to this other guy, an older gentleman who does a lot in church and all this. And he says that, you know, sex shouldn't happen until they're married. Well, you know, according to the Bible, that's true. But you know, the way it happens in this world right now, as we speak, that doesn't happen too often.
Okay, that doesn't happen too often. You know, people say you gotta try on the shoes before you buy them, so to speak. But you know, again, the young ladies who are listening to the show, please have standards about yourself as far as, you know, as far as that goes. You know, you got to do some work here. He got to put in some work and you have to put in some work to be able to get to that point. Okay, that's how it has to happen. Okay, so have some standards about yourselves, and if you do that, then, you know, that's part of the recipe for a long lasting relationship with someone that you can, you know, spend the rest of your life with. And again, like I said, if you do that, you know, you'll have something right there. All right. What's your advice on how to break up with someone? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And again, let's see, that was something I wanted to share with you guys. I don't know if you guys know, there was a politician that died over the last couple of days, Fred Thompson, a white guy. He was he'd been in a few movies. He's an actor and all this stuff. And I believe my wife and I went and heard him speak somewhere in Charlotte or something like that one time. But he's a pretty down to earth guy. But he died over the weekend, I guess. And I really don't know why I'm talking about that, but it just kind of startled me to hear that he had died. He seemed like he was in good health the last time I saw him on TV, but he's gone. Okay, and that's it. I don't know if he was sick. He was only 73 years old, and 73 is not an old man to me. It's not. So I don't know if he was sick or if he had gotten sick or whatever, but you know, it's sad to hear. It's sad to hear when anybody dies, but that has to happen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen to you. It's gonna happen to me one day. Let it not be a soon day, but it's inevitable. So that means it's gonna happen. Don't know when, don't know where, don't know why, whatever, but it's gonna happen. And I think I want to do a show one day about that, about death and how to accept it, how to deal with it, or whatever. And because people always say, God don't make mistakes. I mean, you may be upset with him or whatever for taking your loved one, but he doesn't make mistakes. Okay? He doesn't make mistakes. So you got to believe that. And, you know, that may help you with your grief. It may not. I don't know. But, you know, you got to believe that. All right. I'm just about out of time in the show today, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Join me tomorrow. Same time, same place, 6 o'clock p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys, and have a great night. Have a great day tomorrow, and take care.
Hey, Omo B, drop it on me. Yeah. Let's do it like this. Yeah. I call you back for more. I was your woman. I was your woman. And you were my man.